Last year at this time when we came to Mackinac, there was a lot of hand-wringing, and justifiably so, as Ford had moved two battery plants not to its home state of Michigan, but down south to both Kentucky and Tennessee. There were a lot of reasons for that. Higher energy costs, also available land. There were some Gordian knots that needed to be untied. And at Mackinac, to some degree, they did that. They also announced what came to be known as the SOAR Fund, a dedicated economic development dollars to help with leveling the playing field with the Kentuckys and the Tennessees, who had some natural benefits and some natural advantages. Well, now, a year later, there is a question about maybe whether there's too much money out there and whether we're throwing too many incentives away. But fighting for every last job getting into the borders of Michigan is what's on the radar for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. And we welcome Joshua Hunt to the Guy Gordon Show, as he's one of the policymakers here making sure that we maximize our potential in terms of economic development.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you here. Just give me a status report. The climate right now in terms of people knocking on the door?
Well, we're seeing great things here in the state of Michigan right now. I've been with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation for 17 years, and this is the strongest deal flow and strongest pipeline that we've seen in my time here. And we're seeing that across many important sectors, from clean energy to semiconductors to electric vehicles, and seeing these in terms of across the spectrum as well, from manufacturing to research and development.
That gets all the attention. EVs, semiconductors, batteries. Take us outside that realm for a moment. Just some of the bread and butter stuff that's happening that doesn't get as much attention.
Well, what we look for at the MEDC is a holistic approach to economic development that brings together place, talent, and jobs. And that begins with our small businesses. Similar to this conference and the power of and, those big projects that get the attention, we need to do that and see our main streets thrive. We need to see our talented workforce thrive as well.
In terms of place, talent, and let me bring in a third one, low cost and efficiency, whatever that may mean, but in terms of having a competitive cost structure for business when they arrive, which one is our maybe the one that we need the most work on?
Well, I think everywhere across the country right now is working on growing their talent, both in terms of training that talent for the workforce of the future and growing their populations and the total workforce that's available. And so that is something that we have been focused on by bringing together consortiums of community colleges and state government and local communities to grow our talent base and train them for the jobs of the futures. That's something that us and everybody is working on, and we must have the most talented workforce in order for us to grow in the future.
So how vexing is the population issue here? We're 49th in the nation in terms of growth over the last 20 years. And some of that is cultural choices that people your age are making, not having as many kids.
Well, I have four kids, so I did my part. So I don't
brother,
know.
You are a – I was going to say you're a stud, and that has all kinds of bad connotations. But good on you. You're doing more than your part. I keep trying to encourage my kids that we want more grandkids, and we're only having limited success there. But in terms of, I mean, that is a piece of this, is that there's a generation here that is not having as many kids as the boomers did. How do we reconcile that?
Well, so I think that's where it comes down to that holistic approach of having communities where people want to live. I drove up here through much of the state today and to see communities large and small as places that people want to live, where you have the beautiful Great Lakes in the state. You have growing communities like those in Grand Rapids and Holland and Ann Arbor and others. We know there are great opportunities in Michigan, and we must continue to talk about that to get others to move here and see this opportunity.
We've got the Chambers study that was done by Glengariff Group, and they ask young people, what are your intentions here? Do you like Michigan? Do you like what we have here? For the most part, they're homegrown folks. They say, yeah, we do, but half of them said they're very open to leaving the state in the next 10 years. What is the one thing coming out of this conference that you think that we can do to retain those young people, but also to convince others outside our boundary to consider Michigan?
the most important thing is making sure that we are investing in our people and investing in our communities and making sure that our communities are the types of places that people want to live with great services, great downtowns.
But we did the cool cities things, and it kind of didn't work. So what, does it go beyond that? Clearly define that for me.
Well, what it means is making sure that we have the types of amenities and assets that people want to see here in the state, right? And so that is about not just having the community, but connecting the people to the jobs in that community. I think we have had a challenge in the state where businesses think that they need to look elsewhere to find the talent, and talent is thinking that they need to look elsewhere to find the job opportunities. The one thing that we can do is make it known that you can connect job opportunities and talent right here in Michigan in a community that you want to call home.
The Mackinac and the Chamber study showed one thing that was very both encouraging but also kind of a wake-up call, and that is Michiganders, young Michiganders specifically to a large degree, say, yes, I want to invest in myself if it will raise my income. But there's also a piece of that that says, if it won't leave me financially disadvantaged for the next 20 years, what can we do in that space? And how much do we need a nexus of both nonprofits, the business community, and government saying we need to build an infrastructure to support the investment for those individuals, to help them reach for that either free community college for 2 years or at least to get them jump-started for the first 2 years of their higher learning?
Well, the governor has set the great goal of the 60 by 30 initiative, that 60% of Michiganders have a post-secondary credential by 2030. Mm-hmm. And that goal is an important starting point for us as
and
we
Michigan
think about
Reconnect
that.
And is
Michigan
working.
Reconnect is working, yeah. And is bringing us along that. We also have established at the MEDC two different talent action teams that bring together support for growing fields like the semiconductor industry and the electric vehicle industry. And it is about us making sure that we're seeing those opportunities again that are about connecting talent to businesses in the state and showing that opportunity is here and that the people are here.
In terms of drawing in, you mentioned the EVs, batteries, semiconductors. We're in a pitched battle for that. During the Snyder administration, we kind of swore off of incentives because it was an escalation. It was like an arms race. And we did pretty well. With the SOAR fund last year, we established it because we needed to address why we didn't get the Ford battery plants. Well, we did that. Now it seems like we've channeled billions through it, that in some cases these companies are getting hundreds of millions of dollars. And that now it's like a money tree that we're shaking. At least that's the perception of some people, that we've gone too far. Help me reconcile what's happened, because now there are people actually pushing back saying, we can't do this. Where do we strike the balance?
Well, I think this is another example of where the connection of and is important. We do need to have a strong set of incentives for businesses to locate in the state. And we also need to make sure that we have great communities for them to locate in. And so,
but has the environment really changed that much, Josh, from, say, 12 years ago when we didn't use the mega grants and things like that, when we swore off of them? Have things really changed that much in the competitive landscape?
We know what the biggest thing going on right now is, that there is a generational investment that is happening in the EV space, okay, and in the semiconductor space through much of the federal policy that is out there right now, that companies are making decisions right now that are going to shape where they are growing for the next 20 years and beyond. And it is important for us to win and win now in advanced manufacturing, but also for headquarters operations and research and development as well, so that we can show Michigan growing across many different spectrums of the economy.
So the competitive landscape has changed just by virtue of the fact that we've got transformations on two different fronts, chips and EVs.
That's right. Those investments are going to happen in the United States. It's a matter of us making sure that as much of that as possible happens here in Michigan.
What is the one thing that you think will come out of this conference in terms of making us a more talent-friendly environment for those that want to move here?
I think that the biggest thing that will come out of this is the focus on making sure that we are growing our state, and we focus on growing our state by having programs like Michigan Reconnect and the 60 by 30 initiative and others that talk about the importance of talent. And that will show people that are here in the state that they should stay here, and for people from outside of the state that they should come locate here.
But affordability of higher education becomes the linchpin on that, doesn't it?
Well, affordability in higher education, but Michigan is a state where you can have both a low cost of business, a low cost of living, and a high quality of life at the same time. And we bring the best of both worlds together for that.
Yeah, and all we need to do is look out past the porch here, and it's in abundance.
That's right.
It's a beautiful state. Josh, thanks so much. Joshua Hunt from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Not fishing the waters of Mackinac for walleye or for pike, but fishing for jobs on behalf of the state of Michigan. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.